It's Sunday morning, and it's that time when I like to look back on the week that was and figure out what exactly did I get accomplished? Who am I? Where am I going? I started this week with a fire in my belly after attending VidCon. I made some very ambitious goals, wrote them down in the notes app on my phone, which I think is probably next to the calendar. The two most viable things about the phone is having the notes app there and the calendar in my pocket. Where your mind is at, where your time is at. To me, it's the most valuable part of the phone, aside from maybe the camera. But I had this fire in my stomach. I was re-energized from going to VidCon, being around creative people, and just getting to be a student for a couple of days, putting content creation on pause, letting learning take over. So I wrote very ambitious numbers and goals that I want to have a year later. And I started out the week full of fire, thinking that these goals were absolutely, positively going to be my future, and I would reach those, and I would achieve those. But then reality sets in, and you try to keep up with the ambitious precedent that you've set for yourself. You try to keep up with this idea of who you can become, but there's a reality of who you are, what your limitations are, what your time looks like, what your day looks like, what your other obligations look like. And then as the week went on, my dream, my goals, if I'm being completely honest, started to become a mirage. They started to fade out from me. They started to feel like just a dumb idea put into a notepad. And to be honest, I've been working so hard lately that there was just a fatigue coming on of, what's the point of all of this if I get 2 walks a day with my dog and 1 hour with my wife at night? Like, where is all of this going? Is the goal really what I want? So I hit a moment of, I won't say crisis because I've been in a crisis before, but I hit a moment of emotional evaluation of, what's the balance of my life look like? How hard do I want to work? And how hard do I want these goals? And then the cold water of life was splashed in my face when I had to remember that even if I break my neck and sacrifice, I'm not guaranteed to be able to get the growth that I want, because so much is out of our control as creators. There's algorithms, there's competition, there's no seniority in the arts. At any moment, any new app, any new creator, any new shining star can lap you 3 times over. Makes you kind of feel defeated, doesn't it? Well, that's what we're all up against. There's never been a better time to be a creative. There's also never been more competition. So that left me with this battle in my mind. How hard do I want it? Am I willing to sacrifice for it? And do I believe that I can get there? That I can reach it? That I can hold it in my hand? Now, most people would say yes, because that makes a great ending of a podcast. Yes, I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to end up being the hero in this story, the hero in this quest. I'm going to give it all up, and I'm going to win it all in the process. And man, oh man, I want to tell you that. Even more, I want to tell me that. And I am trying to tell myself that. But if I'm being completely honest with you and me, I'm at a moment of reevaluation. I'm in a moment of thinking, is this all possible? Is the hard work and the approach that I'm taking going to accomplish the results that I want? Because friend, I am not afraid of working hard, and I am not afraid of sacrifice. In fact, they're the cornerstones of everything that have made me. I've given up everything for my dreams, and I've been met with a comfortable amount of success. But if you've listened long, you know that the idea I have of myself is way beyond who I've actually actualized as. So there's a level of disappointment that I feel behind in life. So 1 week in with my lofty goals, I'm far from giving up. but I think I'm reevaluating the game plan to make sure that the juice is going to be worth the squeeze. Right? I don't want to just spin my wheels, burn myself out. And like that analogy I made a few episodes ago, like a fighter, I don't want to come out throwing haymakers and end up just exhausted. Because when you're exhausted, that's when you tend to quit. I want to find the rhythm. I want to find the pace. And I want to achieve these goals. So I guess I've answered my question. I guess I still want all of these things. I believe that I'm still worthy of all of these things. I still believe that my content, my creation, everything I'm doing, I believe that I am worthy of the big break. I guess if I look back at all of these factors, and I'm doing today's episode with zero notes, I love to do the Sunday show by just hitting record and getting lost in my mind and my emotions and figuring out what comes out, because that's usually the truth. My wake-up call is that I want it all, but I need to evaluate the steps to get there. Because hard work and hard work alone simply just doesn't get the job done anymore. The world doesn't reward those that work the hardest. The world rewards those that are in the right place at the right time with the work that represents the zeitgeist. I have not won, and I am not defeated. I am in a constant moment of evaluation. And honestly, I'm starting to wonder, did I figure out the meaning of life? Is it just to evaluate? Do we ever truly figure it all out? I don't know if we do, but I'll be back here tomorrow to take a stab at it all over again. Until then, enjoy your holiday weekend. I hope it is a holiday for you. And to my brothers and sisters north of the border, happy Canada Day. You truly live in a very, very special country. The 3 years that I lived there were three of my happiest.